as you go about your Thanksgiving planning process, whatever that looks like, why not consider setting aside some time to do some other things? Tanya Pendleton curates our things to do listing at WHYY.org. She's here to guide us towards some weekend events. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Before you get into the holiday rush, take a friend or take a significant other and sneak away while you can. Media's Saturday forecast is cool, but it's going to be bright and sunny during the day, and at night you can hear the hot sounds of jazz at the 16th annual Jazz by Night celebration. That's at 20 indoor venues in and around State Street in Media. There's a wide array of performers, including popular local guys like Bootsy Barnes and Elliot Levin. There's even going to be an Aretha Franklin tribute. You do need tickets, but once you purchase, you can roam around and see the various shows, but dinner reservations are separate.
Guide us towards some more music.
You may have heard that the Majestic Met on North Broad Street is reopening next month after a major renovation, and Bob Dylan is going to be the inaugural act. That show is sold out, but Bob is also appearing in our area at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, which opened in Atlantic City this summer. He's there on Saturday night at 8 p.m. with a new version of an older release, classic release, More Blood, More Tracks.
Time is a jet plane. It moves too fast.
Wow, Bob Dylan is a busy man. I can't wait to check out the Met when it opens, and it's such an historic building. I know it's on the historic register.
It is. It first opened in 1908 as a grand opera house. There's another musician coming to town whose father is a beloved icon.
Could you be loved?
Like Bob Marley.
It's Bob Marley's son, Stephen, who's coming to the Keswick and Glenside in support of his brand new album, One Take Acoustic Jams. He'll be playing his own music as well as covering some of Bob's classic songs. Keswick on Friday night at 8 p.m.
Let's take our conversation outside. The Philadelphia Marathon's in town this weekend.
It is the 25th anniversary of the Philadelphia Marathon this weekend, and we'll have some info on all the things that you can do if you're not running in it. That's on WHYY.org, because let's face it, not everybody's going to run for 26 miles. So if you don't run, you can trot. If you're in Newark, Delaware this weekend, you can head out to the 46th annual Turkey Trot. It's the second oldest continuously run race in Delaware. It's at Handloff Park.
It's a good one. I ran it when I was a kid. I'm a Delawarean, so I can't dig out my t-shirt. Well, Tanya, what if you have the kids this weekend? Any suggestions for things to do?
I would take the kids to the Universe Soul Circus. It's in Fairmont Park at 52nd and Parkside.
Oh, that sounds good. And WHYY recently aired a miniseries on the history of the circus. You can still watch it at WHYY.org. Mm-hmm. What's different about this circus?
It's a single ring circus, and it's very interactive with a lot of song and dance, and it's a predominantly African-American troupe. 52nd and Parkside through December 3rd. And they might not have three rings, but I'm quite sure there's going to be popcorn.
What about for older kids?
Well, we're out of Fairmont Park and into the woods, literally. The acclaimed Broadway play Into the Woods is playing at the Ritz Theater in Oakland, New Jersey through November 18th. It's the Stephen Sondheim musical that incorporates childhood fairy tales we all know and love, like Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Cinderella. I saw it on Broadway, but I definitely would recommend it for older kids because those fairy tales take a little bit more of a darker adult turn in Into the Woods, but the songs are great.
There are rights and wrongs and in-betweens. No one waits when fortune intervenes.
Well, that's a pretty good list, Tanya, but there's always more.
And you can find out more about these events and even more events, more, at whyy.org/things to do. And feel free to email us with any feedback.